Now, Madison is about to get a new resource for homeless individuals and families, in particular, people who are recovering from a medical procedure and have nowhere to go during the day. Healing House is a facility that's going to fill that need, offering up to about a month of room and board for people and families with a medical referral. The service is part of Madison Area Urban Ministry. Terry Johnson is the coordinator of the Healing House. Terry, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, can you share a story or two about the kind of situations that Healing House is meant to address for people coming out of a hospital?
Well, we've had several. We've had where the mother has needed a surgery and has postponed the surgery because she doesn't know where her children are going to go, so she just doesn't do the surgery. And we actually have got one waiting who we've been helping in any way we could, short of the Healing House not being open yet. But her son is going to need a surgery coming this Friday, and hopefully after he's out of intensive care, we're able to put her up finally in Healing House. So we have so many like that. We have C-section. It's a homeless woman who's going to be returned to the streets. So we're just really excited to get this up and running because they're just waiting for us.
Right, a thing that many of us might take for granted, the idea that, okay, you need bed rest after coming out of whatever procedure at the hospital. It's hard to do if you don't have a bed.
That's right. And we see, you know, moms who haven't delivered yet, they're high-risk pregnancies, and you're supposed to get bed rest. That's really hard to do when you're walking around on the street. So that's going to be another population we plan on serving, is new moms who haven't delivered yet that are high-risk, and then homeless families, be it the child or the parent.
So tell us about the kind of services, then, that Healing House would provide for people in these kind of situations.
Okay, well, it will be 24/7, and it's staffed 24/7, and we'll also have volunteers there as well. During that time, we'll provide the meals, medication storage. We'll be working with Road Home, a great partner that will be helping with case management and linking them to possible, hopefully permanent housing, but at least temporary housing for when they leave. And also, if somebody's released from the hospital, you or I, if we are eligible for a home health nurse, they would come to our home. But if you don't have a home, where does a home health nurse go? So it would be a place for the home health services to come. It would also provide rides to and from doctor's appointments for them. Also, employment skills training, help link them up with services that they are eligible for, like, say, Badger Care and different health care. And then we're partnering with several organizations. Edgewood College is going to be providing volunteer student nurses for us. So we'll be doing education on parenting, anything depending on what the family that families need is at the time. We plan on doing the education part, parenting, whatever they need.
And you mentioned 24/7. That's important. Homeless shelters are often not 24 hours, right? They might just be for nighttime.
For nighttime, and there's no guarantees that they're going to get in every night either. You know, we've run into a lot of that. I've been to the hospital to visit somebody and just delivered her fifth baby and calling to see if she could get into the shelter that night. She was not able to, so she slept in her car with her newborn baby and four other children. So this will be a place where the whole family can be and the mom can bond with the baby and not have to worry about her other kids as well. And we also are going to be working with the Madison School District because they will provide transportation so we can keep the children in their existing school so they have some stability in their life. If they're going to a school on the east side and we're located on the west side, Madison School District will provide that transportation to get them to their existing school. So that's really positive, too.
And you're hoping this might, as I understand, be a cost saver on the long run if it's going to keep people, for example, from ending up back in an emergency room if their recovery goes wrong because they don't have a place to recover.
Right. I mean, if you don't have a place to recover, you go back in the emergency room. You know, you get sicker and sicker. You're on the street. You can't follow the doctor's orders because you're not able to. You can't elevate your limb. You can't change your dressing. So you go into the ER frequently. And, you know, usually they see a lot of, you know, people who come in frequently with that. So.
When you open, about how many people are you going to be able to serve at one time?
Well, it's 8 to 10 beds, and you know a lot depends on the family unit. It could be a homeless woman who hasn't delivered yet, so it would be just her getting bed rest. It could be a new mom released, and it's her and her newborn baby. We'll have co-sleepers that will attach right to the bed for that situation. Or it could be a family with four kids. We do have one adjoining room for a larger family, but ultimately it's 8 to 10 beds.
Have you heard of anyone doing things like this in other communities? Are there other places you've looked to for inspiration?
I have looked to, there's 68. I think it's even grown now since we started doing research. But they all are for individuals, not families. So we're like kind of the template for families. We're the first one in Wisconsin for families and the first one nationwide for families. So we've kind of had to, we've gotten a lot of help, and North Carolina has been their medical respite recuperative center that started out about the same size we are, and he has been wonderful with sharing his trials, triumphs, just what works with us. But ultimately, he's for individuals, not families, so we're kind of having to, you know, figure it out as we go.
And as we wrap up, what's your timeline for opening?
We're thinking we'd want it to be open now, but as often happens, we have a lot of last-minute things. Today the phones will be hooked up. We had to have some additional fire dampers put in to pass an inspection. So this week we're planning on getting the inspection done, getting the furniture all in there, and hopefully we will open either the first or the second week in June. For sure by the second week in June. It's just a matter of just getting all the furniture in there and getting the house cleaned up and just ready to go.
Terry, thanks a lot for joining us today and telling us about this.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's Terry Johnson, coordinator of Healing House. We talked to her about the new shelter in Madison for individuals and families who are homeless and need somewhere to stay before or after a medical procedure.